SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
The government flagged earlier this year that non-citizens would be eligible to join the Australian Defence Force for the first time. But whilst broking the policy, the scope of the plan became a lot bigger. The initial announcement was that New Zealand nationals, who met the requirements of being a permanent resident for 12 months and passing security checks, would be eligible to join the ADF from July 1st, then expanding to British, American and Canadian nationals from January next year. Defence Personnel Minister Matt Keogh then made the claim it was much larger, including any permanent resident of any nationality.
From 1 January next year, any permanent resident in Australia who has been here for at least 1 year as a permanent resident has not been in a foreign defence force of any type in the preceding 2 years and meets all of the usual security and vetting and character requirements of joining the defence force would be able to apply.
Keogh continued that claim throughout the day, and Defence Minister Richard Marles was forced to clarify the scope to the ABC.
Then from the 1st of January, that will be extended to Five Eyes countries. That's the decision that we've taken. But we do have an eye beyond that to the Pacific, really.
Liberal Senator Simon Birmingham questioned Labor Senator Jenny McAllister on the confusion during estimates today.
Mr Keogh and Mr Marles made that clear in the press release, and I understand that both Mr Marles and Mr Keogh have subsequently given other statements to the media.
Oh, and Minister, that's the problem. Minister Keogh has subsequently given other statements to the media that are wildly inconsistent with the press release. Had he not read the press release, or did he not understand the briefs?
Where details of the policy were also clarified. After 90 days of service, permanent residents signing up to the ADF will be eligible for citizenship. Fiona McSpearin, a First Assistant Secretary with the Department of Defence, says there are already provisions allowing the fast-track process under the Citizenship Act.
It's a faster way to become eligible to apply for Australian citizenship. It's the 90-day defence service that exists under the Australian Citizenship Act of 2007.
Senator Birmingham expressed concerns that the system could be gamed, with people entering the ADF with the sole intention of fast-tracking their citizenship. ADF Chief of Personnel Lieutenant General Natasha Fox says the return of service obligations imposed by the military will mitigate that risk.
People are enlisted under conditions of appointment or enlistment that determine the conditions they are required to meet, their length of service period, what trades that they may go to, and therefore the likely training that will be undertaken under time. All of that work and that knowledge and understanding takes place in the recruitment process before they're actually enlisted. So candidates are all aware of their obligations on enlistment.
This isn't the first instance of the government getting the details wrong. Earlier this week, Immigration Minister Andrew Giles admitted he was wrong to claim that drones were being used to monitor released immigration detainees. Health Minister Mark Butler says the government worked to correct the information in both cases.
Well, it's important that we communicate our policies really clearly. And, if some miscommunication happens, then that is clarified as quickly as possible. And that's happened in both of those cases.
Rania Yallop, SBS News.